are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Welcome to Serious Growth Podcast. I'm going to be your host today, believe it or not. You know, I just love getting feedback from people. And when I say love, I don't mean I really love it. Sometimes I don't love them because they get at me. I'm a little put off by it. But at the end of the day, all feedback is good feedback because it makes me think. And I had someone who made a comment. They watched Serious Growth Podcast and watched me do my solos. And they said, I'm going to see if I can get this right. They really liked the content, but they wish that I would be a little more positive in the sense that I would make this person that's watching it feel like it was possible to attain serious growth. That's what I'm getting. You know, and here's the, when I first thought and heard that feedback, I would say that it was more, I'm not going to say I was put off by it, but it was like, you know what? I don't want to sugarcoat this in any way, but if I'm going back and thinking how maybe I had that moment, I remember the time that I went to Gold's Gym. I'm training at this point 6 or 7 years in the gym, so I wasn't a newbie, not by any means, but I went to Gold's Gym, the mecca of bodybuilding. And when I walked into Gold's Gym, my first response, and I've talked about this before on the show, my first response was, oh, hell no. Those guys were so damn built in a way that I just, that was my response. Oh, hell no. And it took me a bit. I mean, I'm going to say, you know, by the time I got home the next day, my attitude started changing. But initially, it was like, that looks impossible. Well, I come to find out, and this is where, now that I'm coming off, I think in a certain way, it's almost impossible to do. That's it. And I come off that way because of years of experience of being around people that want to do, you know, a lot of courses with Serious Growth. And I've talked about this before too. You know, at the end of the day, most of these people just don't follow through. And there's a part of me that is, I'm kind of upset by that, because when I'm writing things like that, I put my heart and soul into this thing. And I always do it myself first. Unlike, I think, some of the people that are out there, I do it before I ever have people do that. So I know what to expect and what's going to happen when they try to go through this training course and this Serious Growth ideology. Look, you know, of course you can, it's possible to do. But I think it would be, I don't know if the word dishonest is, it might be too strong of a word, but I think it would not be right of me not to really try to point out that this is, look, think of it this way. When you go into the gym and you're, as Platt used to say, walking in fire, I think it's more like being beaten with a stick, big stick, every time you go into the gym. When you're in a war mindset, it's hard, for me anyway, it's hard to be positive. I don't think that works for me. But I could see where other people might just be turned off by it or just wonder, you know, tell me in more positive terms that all this can be done. It's hard for me to do that. It's hard for me to relate to that. And the truth of the matter is, yes, it can be done. And I think that what happens with a lot of people, they do this self-talk, and I'm okay with that. But I'm so calloused in a few ways. I'm calloused by the you know, living this ideology for now for 40 years. My mind and body is so calloused that sometimes maybe it works against me. But the truth of the matter is, You know, we say this is a marathon, not a sprint. I don't think there's just really people really understand that. And I'm just trying to communicate that in a way, and I think it's coming off sometimes a little bit negative. So for that, you know, I will say again, yes, it's you can accomplish this. The steps are so small, and here I am being real again. The steps are so small, and there are so many setbacks. There's such a long road that you have to go down in order to get the results that you're looking for, because we all have a stated goal, whatever that is, and they're all important. But whatever goal that you have, and the harder the goal is, obviously, to attain, you got to be ready for, I mean, most of the time, it's never enough. See, when you get into this mindset, it's never enough. It's never good enough. You're constantly beating yourself up. But I think that that part of that strategy is you have to have that. I mean, you have to, that's what it's going to take, at least for me, to get through all this. Multiply that by training 5 to 7 days a week, day in and day out. I mean, and it just, I don't know, it just, maybe I come off a little bit calloused like that. But I just want you guys to know that are out there that this is, it's not for the faint-hearted. You know, if your feelings are going to get hurt, I mean, that's not the intention here. And all I can say is, you know, when I go into the gym, I'm sure that I let off an air where I'm standoffish. People just stay away from me by design. You know, I have this personal training studio, and I set this up 40 years ago, knowing that my market of people were not the bodybuilders. I call them meatheads. I'm a meathead, so I'm not making any fun of them, and I am that meathead. But I also knew that my clientele, they were not going to be those people. They're the fitness, the people that want to create health, get more fit, lose a little bit of weight. That's that group of people. And I have to say something. It's always been a fight for me, because my mindset is, you know, I have this warrior mindset. And when I go into the gym, there's very little talking going on unless it has to do with changing the weight. You know, I'm just in recovery mode the whole time. And you have to focus. I mean, the scope and the narrowness of the focus is so tight that you don't even know or that aware of your surrounding. And I'm just trying to point out what the major distinction is. I can tell you this, even to this day, in my training studio, it's more, like I said, for that group of people, that crowd. And I can't relate to that. And yet I have to, because that's my target market. But I fight with that all the time. I still, in my mind, I still think that even at 66 years of age, my training is much different than the people that are coming in. And again, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's different. It's that the limit that I have. I constantly see things that are, you know, that the clients or that people are doing wrong constantly. I can pick shit out the minute I walk out of my office. It drives me crazy sometimes, to the point where I almost think that I shouldn't be there. I can't stand it. I see things to the nth degree. Shit bothers me all the time. I'm always bothered. And yet I know that market, it really, and I don't think it really warrants that kind of, you know, mentality that I bring to that. But I'm constantly operating from that position. And sometimes I forget. No, not everybody wants to do that. People want to come into the facility, and they want to, you know, there's a certain amount of social element in there. It drives me fucking crazy. And yet I know I'm being too hard. But I operate from, I want to attain something extraordinary, not like anybody else. And I can feel my presence change. My focus, my eyes change. I know that.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
Anything's possible. But a lot of people do just a lot of talking, and they say that with no conviction, just like they train with no intention. You have to have intention every single time, every single rep. Yes, it's possible. Now, I want to talk about a training technique for you serious growthers that are out there. You know, your body becomes its function. It's constantly adapting to your environment. We've talked about plateaus are a necessary evil. We've mentioned that your body goes into a plateau from a training regimen in about 3 weeks, between 3 and 6 weeks. And you have to play inside that plateau. Along the way, and especially if you're a bodybuilder that competes, your goal is to become aesthetic from top to bottom. No weak points. No, I mean, if you're talking about, I know some of these gals that compete, or just some of these, you know, or even guys, they have a body part that just sticks out. They don't care. They just, you know, it's a show muscle and they want it to be seen. I'm not operating from that point of view. Because of the sport that I was, you know, ingrained in, it's all about balance and aesthetics, which is very difficult to do. And that drives some people away from the sport. But anyway, so you always have body parts that are dragging. This is my point of this. Once you do a training regimen and you get into that necessary plateau for 3 weeks or 3 to 6 weeks, then think about making some changes at that point. You got to give that time, you know, don't change too soon. So you got to give it that time to get into that plateau, and then you have to reassess. You have to take a look at your physique, and if you need somebody to be an objective voice, I suggest that you do that or take photos. Looking at a photo, it's different than looking in a mirror. You're more subjective in a mirror than you are a photo. But you have to reassess and say, okay, what are my weak points in the overall scope of things? And you know, the thing about it, and here's the part that takes so much discipline. It's easy to train the body. Well, listen, we're all hard gainers, by the way, but it's easier to train the body parts that seem to respond quicker than your body parts that lag, and you're always going to have lagging body parts. But you have to reassess and start training those lagging body parts. And I found that one of the best ways to do that was to accelerate. It's a training tactic, is to actually accelerate not only the repetitions that you're doing, but the frequency by which you're training that lagging body part. One of the things I learned when I was in Bulgaria, those guys were so smart. I'm going to always refer to them as long as I live. And they said, as long as you don't overtrain, you can train a body part multiple times, not only a day, but throughout the week, 3 weeks at a time. So what you need to do in order to bring body parts up quick is to train them more often. Don't overtrain. Keep your training sessions, especially when you're doing a specialization. We used to call that hyper-acceleration, hyper-adaptation phase. And it was for a period of time. And I would say do it for no longer than 3 weeks. But take that lagging body part and train it at least 3 times a week. At least 3 times a week. And keep in mind that your body can recover within 5 hours. So you can train, like I said, multiple times a day. The Bulgarians used to train 3 to 5 times a day. Now, you know, they did have their training sessions dialed in to where they were only training maybe 20 minutes or 25 minutes. So that added to the ability for them to recover. But yeah, look, if you're training 30 to 45 minutes, you can train at least twice a day. But train that lagging body part. You're still training the rest of your body. Don't get me wrong. You still train the rest of your body. But train that lagging body part 2 to 3 times more than you're training the body parts that are not in need because they're not dragging. And do that for 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks, I think every 3 weeks is a good way to just make changes. And keep in mind that your body hates change. So when you're making changes, make them subtle changes. And it doesn't, you know, subtle changes, it doesn't take away from the boredom that, I mean, bodybuilding is, there's a part of it that's just mind-numbing and it's boring. But it doesn't matter. Boring doesn't matter. And that's not a reason to change your training. Too many people change too soon. You got to be willing to tolerate that shit, that boring, mind-numbing, this is getting old shit. Guess what? It's going to get older the longer you're in the game. And keep in mind, there's never a finish line. You're never going to get to that finish line. Not if you're a true serious growther, I can tell you that. Once you get to that point, you'd have to just move the finish line down the road, kick it down the road, the can down the road. And that's going to force you to, if you have the mindset and the drive and you want to keep improving, like someone like myself at 66 years of age, man, I'm telling you all this stuff from firsthand experience. From 40 years of being in the trenches, I'm not ready to give up. I am not ready to not be competitive, whatever that means. I want to redefine who I am in every single stage of my life. It's not for everybody, but it is for those who abide by the Serious Growth Creed. Until next time, get some serious ass growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.